From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh region have reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separatist authorities in Karabakh, the military actions were halted as of 800 hours GMT Tuesday. This latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops had been killed in the past 2 days during fighting with the Armenian-backed separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. The African National Congress has given President Jacob Zuma the support he needs to survive an impeachment vote called after South Africa's top court ruled that he had breached the Constitution. Parliament will later Tuesday debate and vote on a motion to remove Zuma from office after the Constitutional Court ruled last week that the president failed to uphold the Constitution by ignoring an order to repay some of the $16 million in state funds spent on renovating his private home. Syrian peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th. However, regime negotiators will arrive only several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country, according to the UN Tuesday. The UN mediator, Stefan de Mistura, had previously said he wanted to restart those talks on April 9th. Meanwhile, Syrian state media and an activist group say militant shelling of a predominantly Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo has killed at least 9 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday's shelling came amid clashes between militants and the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria. This is VOA News.